Ba-da-ba-ba-ba FM.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
A police officer has been arrested for unlawful firearm discharge in public. Bowesa has underscored the critical role of education in empowering refugees. Namibia has been added to the high-risk list of financial crime by European Commission. That's in international news. In sports news, Egypt forward Mohamed Salah has been shortlisted for the PFA's Player of the Year award.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. A police officer has been arrested for unlawfully discharging a firearm in a public area within Lusaka's Bowling compound. The officer, identified as Constable Zuka of the paramilitary unit, was arrested for unlawfully discharging an AK-47 rifle at around 6:30 hours today. Police Public Relations Officer Reha Monga says the officer was disarmed, taken into custody, and the firearm has since been recovered.
It is alleged that he unlawfully discharged an AK-47 rifle in a public place within Bowling compound. The incident occurred around 06:30 hours today. The officer was immediately disarmed and taken into custody, and the fireman AK-47 rifle has just been recovered and secured. The officer has just been moved to Woodlands Police Station, where he remains in custody and will be charged accordingly. He is expected to appear in court soon. The Zambia Police Service strongly condemns any forms of misconduct by its officers and reiterates its commitment to upholding the highest standards of professionalism, discipline and accountability.
The United for Better Zambia UBZ party has strongly urged all Zambians, regardless of political affiliation, to uphold peace and national harmony, even beyond the barrier of former President Edgar Lungu. Party President Hector Sondo says division, bitterness and political hatred should not define the nation. He stressed the importance, love, unity and reconciliation as the cornerstones of a stable democracy. In an effort to address water challenges in Lai Ward 4 of Chawama constituency, the Lusaka City Council LCC has drilled two commercial boreholes in the area. In December 2024, the council awarded the contract to the PNR Drilling and Exploration Limited to execute the project at a total cost of over 366,000 kwacha, funded by the Ward Development Fund. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Nyambe says the initiative aims to alleviate water shortages that have significantly impacted the daily lives of residents in the area.
One of the boreholes has been equipped with a 10,000-liter tank and solar panels to ensure continued access to the commodity during the power outages, while the other one has been fitted with a hand pump for manual use. This development directly addresses the needs of the community by reducing the long distances previously traveled to access clean drinking water. The council therefore wishes to appeal to residents to ensure that they safeguard the infrastructure against any cases of vandalism in order to prolong its lifespan and ensure continued benefit to members of the communities and the generation that will come. The council also reaffirms its commitment to delivering essential services, including water provision, to the people of Lilaya and the broader city of Lusaka.
The Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, has underscored the critical role of education in empowering refugees and fostering their integration into society. Marking the World Refugee Day on Friday under the theme Solidarity with Refugees, FAWEZA Executive Director Kosten Kanjele reaffirmed the organization's dedication to providing equitable educational opportunities for displaced youth in Zambia. Mr. Kanjele emphasized that education is not only a fundamental right but also a powerful tool for resilience and self-reliance among refugee communities. He said for over two decades, the organization has focused on promoting gender equity and supporting marginalized groups, including refugees, through targeted education initiatives. Mr. Kanjele added that FAWEZA, in partnership with the MasterCard Foundation, is currently implementing government in a bursary program aimed at increasing access to tertiary education for marginalized young women and men, including refugees aged between 15 to 25. He said this program prioritizes studies in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM disciplines and has allocated 6.5% of bursary specifically for refugee youth in 2025. He said a total of 200 bursaries are available, with 80% reserved for female students and 20% for male students. In international news, the European Commission has added Namibia to a list of jurisdictions deemed high risk for anti-money laundering and counter-terrorism financing frameworks as of 10th June. This could mean that financial institutions within the EU27 will soon be required to have extra caution when conducting transactions involving Namibia. The decision will need to be ratified by the European Parliament and European Council of Ministers within the coming month. If approved, it will then be published in the European Union EU Official Journal and come into effect 20 days later. Namibia's new categorization is due to the Financial Action Task Force, FATF, identifying strategic deficiencies and adding Namibia to its grey list in February. The EU is required to consider listing countries identified by the FATF as high risk. To reverse the listing, Namibia will have to demonstrate sustained progress in implementing the FATF action plan. Still in international news, amid rising hostilities between Israel and Iran following a wave of airstrikes, concerns over the safety of Ugandan nationals in both countries have taken center stage. Diplomatic envoys from the two warring nations, while trading blame over the escalating conflict, have assured Uganda of their commitment to facilitating the safe evacuation of its citizens. However, NTV Uganda has learned that 12 of the more than 70 Ugandan students currently residing in Iran have declined to return home, opting instead to remain at their university in Tehran. David Ijo has more in the following report.
Diplomatic representatives from both Israel and Iran have confirmed that evacuation efforts for Ugandans are underway. Israel's ambassador to Kenya, Michael Otem, stated during a Zoom interview with journalists that the Israeli Ministry of Transport launched an online portal to facilitate the registration of all foreign nationals for evacuation.
The Ministry of Transport in Israel has a website, an email, and a Facebook page in which people can register. That's one option, to leave Israel. Another one is through Egypt.
Meanwhile, the Iranian ambassador to Uganda, Majid Safa, affirmed that the evacuation of Ugandan students has already begun. He says these students are currently at the Iran-Turkey border en route to Uganda.
Uganda Minister of Foreign Affairs in Iran, we have coordinated and they are coming back to Uganda. They were totally last night in the borders with Iran and Turkey, and they are now, I think, past the border and coming with the, maybe most probably with Turkish Air to Uganda.
We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Egypt and Liverpool forward Mohamed Salah has been shortlisted for the Professional Footballers Association Players Player of the Year Award. The former Chelsea and AS Roma player has been listed among the six best performers in English football during last season. The other five in the short